Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Hey guys, it's Brian the Metal Preacher checking in for Metal Geeks tonight, coming to you from Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando. I have to tell you, we are halfway through these houses and it has been awesome.
He's coming for you.
The scariest part so far has really been the lines, but the houses we've seen at this point, Halloween, Poltergeist, and definitely Stranger Things, have been perfect. If you have a chance to get down there and check it out, I suggest you totally do. Sorry, almost got killed by someone with a chainsaw. Alright, gotta go. We're getting hunted. We'll check in more later.
Welcome everyone to episode number 154 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
George motherfucking Tripsis.
What's up, sir?
What's up, man?
We have a couple of special guests today. We have one of your other co-hosts from your other show.
Yeah, we're three-fourths of another show.
That's true.
It's good to be back, guys. It's Justin from Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast.
As well as we have Thirsty from the Raging Nerds Podcast.
Hey, guys. This is Thirsty.
Is that what you want to go by, Thirsty?
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Can I get you something to drink?
I have something to drink. Got some lemonade, so I'm good. Good.
Well, welcome, everyone. Dave's not here, man. He's getting ready for the Renaissance Festival, getting all of his art together.
I think he's full swing now, right?
It started last weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to try to go this season because I had a lot of fun last year.
We go every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like to go when it's cooler. Like, it sucks going to the beginning of the season because it's always so hot. Like,
that's definitely true.
Late November, early December is the best time to go.
It's just been rainy this whole entire time. So,
it has.
If you want to go mudding, it'd be fun.
Yeah. Get your car stuck out in the parking.
Let's all get on our giant trucks and go mudding.
Let's do it.
Right up our alley.
We're all from Texas.
That's right. We'll get off our horse and then go get on our giant truck.
That's right.
So what do you guys been up to? Let's start with George. What's up?
I've been playing a lot of Spider-Man, as I mentioned on my last show. I'm pretty sure you guys are tired of me talking about that.
I'm not.
Right now.
I want to talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah. 90% of my
Spider-Man
social media feeds is people talking about Spider-Man. So I'm kind of used to it.
The best game ever. Yeah, I love it a lot. It's great.
You know, so I finished the main storyline on Sunday. I'm not going to spoil anything, but once I finished the game, the immediate
Peter
thought...
Peter Parker dies.
The immediate thought that, yes... The immediate thought that came to my mind is, how come we can't get a movie with a narrative this good?
We did. It was the Homecoming.
No, not even quite.
And then
Homecoming was okay.
Spider-Man 2 is pretty good. I still think Spider-Man 2 is one of the best superhero movies ever made.
But it's still not as good as this game.
It would cost too much CGI, then teaching the choreography and doing it would cost way too much money.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I'm not sure the problem is like the visuals and stuff, because I mean they've had pretty good visuals in the other movies.
They have, but I mean if it's jam-packed and
I don't
everything.
Think visually is the problem. It's just getting a story in line that means
the problem is they don't give
person.
Him good villains in the movies. Like they pick good
that
villains and they misrepresent them, and that's been a lot of the problem with
really,
all the Sony properties.
Yeah, and I really liked the storyline they went with Otto Octavius in the game.
This game's like they're mishmashing original comic book storyline and Ultimate comic book storyline.
It was co-written by Dan Slott, so...
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You should have Dan Slott write all the Marvel movies.
They should.
It's fine.
Why not?
I mean, all you really need is Dan Slott and Jerry Dugan to like make it a little more fun, and then let them go.
I'm kind of
okay
confused with what they're doing with Miles Morales, but I'm pretty sure they're going to clear that up by the end of the
you'll
game.
You'll find out.
Yeah.
There's something happening. I like the way they handled Mr. Negative and the
Who
feast.
Who was an original character. Like, they made him for this game, right?
No, I've never heard of this character.
For a long time.
Really?
He's not a huge villain or anything, but...
He's a street-level villain in the Marvel Universe, but I mean, he's been around for a long time.
Never heard of him before.
Right? At least, yeah. I think he's like late 60s.
Maybe.
All right. So, yeah, I've been playing
a lot
of Spider-Man.
You're not a Spider-Nerd, that's why.
No. I mean...
I like to watch him swing from buildings.
Yeah, I do. He looks cool. I waste so much time in the photo mode in that game.
See, I didn't play around with photo mode until you got over here tonight. And I'm like, Oh, shit. Why was I missing this? I
poisoned the well, is basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I have this game, and I have Tomb Raider sitting there. I played maybe the first half an hour of Tomb Raider, and I was like, I'm going to go back to Spider-Man.
I've heard from a lot of people Tomb Raider's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be an amazing game.
It took me this long to realize this is the third Tomb Raider game.
Yep.
I have the first one. I never knew they came out with a second one.
Yeah.
Second one is the first one was just... I can't see, it's confusing. This one is Shadow.
The first one's called Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the second one called?
Fuck if I know. I don't know. You would know better than me.
It's something of the Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider something.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider is a new one. Rise is the second one.
Is this first one just called Tomb
Maybe
Raider?
Maybe it's just called Tomb Raider.
I don't believe you.
I don't know. Anyway, somebody Google that
I own the new reboot one like that came out like 3-4 years ago. Yeah.
They're really good games.
Yeah,
I
enjoyed it, even though it was an Uncharted carbon copy.
That does a little bit better.
Uncharted carbon copy. No,
I'm not denying that.
Not even a little better. Come on.
Not even close to
Uncharted territory.
Narrative wise, no, but gameplay wise, a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, it's the same engine.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Tomb Raider. The first one's just called Tomb Raider. Yeah. The voice from the other room is letting us know.
Confirmation. Research team, check.
Thank you. But yeah, Spider-Man is really, really good. Insomniac just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
One of my favorite developers of all time. So
now just waiting for that sequel. Like, crack. Ready for it.
It's going to be a couple years, but... They already
started on development before they even came out with this one. So
they left a lot of things open where they could introduce a lot of cool new characters and things in the next game.
I bet Disney's like, man, how the fuck did we fuck this up and not... Put this in charge of this.
But what?
They're not in charge of this game.
No, because it's a Sony property.
Yeah, it's a Sony property. Disney's probably pissed.
Sony's never going to get rid of Spider-Man. I mean, they're giving rights for Disney to use Spider-Man in their movies and co-producing and all that, but yeah, for games and all that kind of stuff.
Until Disney buys Sony.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I mean, they could.
They could.
I mean,
they could. They have enough money.
they technically could. Why not?
That would be so weird for
Disney. They need
Disney
to buy DC, is what they need to do.
Marvel DC, one house.
Yeah, that'll be like Marvel /DC and then indie. So it's not a complete monopoly.
We have all your needs.
Well, at least in the movies would be good.
Or somewhat. Or it'd just be a big mishmash of everything.
Yeah.
They already own most of my childhood anyway, so.
Yeah. Right. Or everything.
And they keep on jacking their prices too, so. Did you hear about the.
Inflation, bro.
They're doing, starting October 16th, they're doing this, at Disney World, they're going to be doing tiered day pricing now.
What does that mean?
So it depends on what day you want to go and what time of the year, you're going to have different prices. So
I thought that's always been that way.
Yeah, no. So if I go in wintertime, it would be more expensive.
Possibly. Depends. Depends on when you go. So if you go in on a wind...
Non-peak time.
Right. Non-peak time are going to be cheaper.
Oh, it'll be cheaper.
So if you go, like, if you go on a Wednesday during a non-peak time, it's going to be cheaper than going... Say, like, a Saturday when it's during crowded season.
I'm not a fan of this.
I'm not really either. Just
keep it one price.
Because, okay, so here's something that Disney, all my friends out there that listen, who are Disney nerds like me, this has been talked about on a lot of different shows, and people have noticed this, that Disney is making the parks seem as crowded by not having as many... employees working and on having as many vehicles running, that type of thing. So this is a way for them to sort of gauge, like,
they the busiest?
Right. So this is a less busy day, so we don't need to bring as many people to work. Cast members. So it's still going to feel like a busy day, even though it's not. That's something that I'm afraid they're going to be doing.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
But they've always had, like, in seasons, like, one season's more expensive than the other when you buy, like, passes, right?
No, I've never done that.
That's what I thought. Okay, because, like, whenever my mom and sister go over there, they go when it's less crowded because they said it's cheaper to go.
No.
Like, even with, like, the hotels and everything, they don't...
Maybe the hotels are
the
cheaper.
Maybe that's what it cheaper. Is. Okay.
The hotels are going to... You're going to get that pricing for...
Then that's probably what they meant. Okay.
But, yeah, the... Passes has always been the same price.
It's like $190, I think, is the ticket price now.
It's more than that now. It's like $111 or something like
when
that.
When we went, it was $98 for a single day ticket, yeah.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Dude, can you put a price on happiness? No.
Yeah, they just did.
They can put a tiered price on happy.
It's a multi-layered price here.
How happy do you want to be? Exactly.
How much are you willing to pay to be happy today? Some people will pay it. I mean, if you're there.
Know, man. Like, Disney is like bottled that perfect essence of joy and happiness.
I'm not disagreeing. But say, okay, so you have to go to a conference for work, right?
Right.
Middle of the busiest season at Disney, and the only day you have off is that Saturday.
Chances are, if I'm a businessman at a conference, I won't be going to Disneyland.
No, but you're going to a conference, and you're you, but you love Disney. You have a free day to go, and it's only Saturday. It's going to be the most expensive day of the year to go.
$312 a ticket.
$300 a ticket.
It's not going to be $300 a ticket. That's stupid.
$200 a ticket. Imagine on Christmas Day, $200 to get in.
Half of an Xbox for one day.
I put my cap at $120 for a ticket. If it's anything more than $120, I would never do it. And that has to be like a park hopper pass included.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd go for $40.
Yeah, that's like you guys are like capping at $120. I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, I don't like outside.
Yeah,
first of all,
that's true.
I don't love Disney the way you guys love Disney.
I love theme parks in general.
I mean, they're okay, but I wouldn't pay that much money to go to one.
But you also don't like roller coasters because you almost died on one.
That's true. So
you almost died on a roller coaster.
Every single time it gets brought up, you say that exact same way. I've told you the story like 12 times.
Can you imagine if that happened to Carrie? I can't imagine how different your life would be.
Yeah.
He would sue him, and then he would live happily ever after. So.
I have a lifetime membership to Disney.
There you go.
It'd be okay.
I mean, it'd be weird for that to happen at Disney. That happened at a flea market.
I mean, yeah.
Roller coaster. That makes
sense.
Who am
I going to sue?
Nobody. Ain't no one there. They already left by the time you crashed.
They're going to drive off before you
wheels
get
up
off the
by
ride.
The time you
crashed. Up and they've gone to Kansas. I'm not seeing them anytime soon.
What do you guys went up to?
We've been watching horror movies because it's October.
It is October.
A list of 31 horror movies we're going to watch. She picked 15. I picked 15. So we've been going through them. It's pretty cool. A lot of fun. We also signed up for the A-list.
Yeah.
At AMC. So we've been going and seeing a lot of movies in the theater.
We're going to Venom this week too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At least it's part of our A-list. That's all I'm going to
say.
Exactly. And you're still paying for it.
We're A-listers, okay? Right?
It's not
special.
Like, I don't understand when
we
people
need to go
say
to the VIP line for snacks.
Like people,
yes.
This is why shitty content gets released because like people say, "Oh, it's just worth a Netflix." You still pay for it. You're still paying for Netflix. The movie's being paid for. You're still paying for shit. Just bitch about the shit you're paying for.
Sometimes shit is good, though.
No,
yeah,
it's
sometimes
not.
Sometimes it has some redeeming qualities. George is overly harsh on movies.
I'm not.
We already know this.
Everybody knows I'm not.
But other than the movies...
And he's a liar now, too, apparently.
We're an Xbox family, so no yeah. Spider-Man. But we've been buying
11
a bunch
days,
of games.
Though. 11 days, Fallout 76 beta happens.
Yes.
I can't wait. That's going to be my life.
And right after that is Red Dead Redemption 2.
I don't care about that. Call of Cthulhu comes out October 31st, and I'm going to be playing the shit out of that, too.
How is that? What's it supposed to be like? What kind of game is it?
It's about a detective who's looking for a missing person.
Is it like a third person?
It's an RPG.
It's
game.
An RPG.
Oh.
Like, it takes place in Innsmouth and like explores a lot of Cthulhu mythos. It looks incredible from the trailer, so I'm super excited for it.
Did you get the call?
I've got the call.
All right.
Of Cthulhu.
He's going to answer
the call of Cthulhu. Yeah,
but and Fallout as well. I'm really excited for 76.
He's trying to get me to get into it. I'm not.
I can't get into it because the Fallout games are okay to me. They're not my favorite thing in the world, but this is just an online world type of game. Can't get into that.
Well, it's supposed to be a lot better than the previous ones because you can play with other friends that you have, and you can build communities with your friends. So it's like way more interactive than any other Fallout that's ever happened.
All my friends are just going to fuck with my shit the whole entire time.
All my friends, my brother, everyone, they're going to
you're
going to
build
out,
a base
so.
Or a home or whatever you do in the game, and then you're going to come destroy it.
We're gonna
how
fuck
do you
up
pronounce
James
a home?
Shit. That's what home. We're going to do. So.
You said home. I was about to ask, what's a home? But you said...
I don't know.
It's like
what
a
is a home?
I didn't know you were from New York.
Maybe. I just spent a little time in Chicago
that's
recently.
That's right. You did
so
go to Chicago recently.
Maybe
how
the
was
accent.
That?
It was fun. We went there for a very personal family reason, but we planned some cool things out. So one of the other reasons we went there was to see Halloween.
Is that your personal reason?
That was not the family reason, no.
Oh, okay.
But we just arranged our time to be there during Halloween performing. And right now, one of the top three shows of my life.
It looked really amazing.
It's fucking amazing. Okay, so it wasn't just seeing Halloween Live, which I've seen Halloween Live before, was just the Andy Daris. Why are y'all laughing about it?
I was laughing at him, sorry.
So, they're being cutesy.
I know.
Right, we can't help it, I'm sorry.
So just a quick description. So Halloween's been around since the 80s, you know. Vocalist, Kai Hansen, was vocalist on the first album, then he was guitar player for like the next three or four.
And he's still kicking.
Yeah. And he's in a band called Gamma Ray now. But then they had Michael Kiske, who was there for a while, and now they've had Andy Daris for a long time. The cool thing about the show, it was all three vocalists.
I don't know any of these people.
I know. I'm explaining it to you. So the cool thing about the show was all three vocalists performing live on stage together.
At the same time?
A couple songs. Yeah, they did.
Wow.
It was pretty fucking amazing. It was a smaller little club in Chicago.
I feel like you played some Halloween before.
You'd fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I know you would.
I'm pretty sure I hated it.
It's power metal. It's thrashy power metal.
Yeah. I like the thrashy part. Just take the power metal out of it.
It was a phenomenal show. There was no opening band. They played almost 3 hours. They played 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's crazy.
It was... My back was killing me. I was like,
"Good way to introduce Halloween, I guess, or Halloween for Halloween."
It's funny. I was wearing one of the concert T-shirts I bought at the show around the city the next day, and I was getting comments. Oh, Halloween! I'm like, "Yeah, Halloween's coming up. Sure."
Yep.
People didn't get it. Whatever. It's fine.
But you also went to that amazing rock themed restaurant, metal themed restaurant,
Kuma Burger.
Yeah.
So, Kuma Burger has ruined all kinds of fucking burger places for me now.
It looked amazing.
It's really cool. So, we went to the first one. We went to one in Schaumburg, which was nearby our hotel. And we went with a friend that lives in Chicago now. You know Andrew Williams. So, we went with him. It's funny. Like, they weren't playing any music videos on the big screen TV they had. They were playing Spider-Man 3. So, we sat there and made fun of that, listening to heavy metal. Eating these fucking badass burgers. All the burgers are based on, heavy metal bands.
Did they have the Dimmu burger?
They did not have the Dimmu burger.
Well, then they failed.
They did fail on that. I had the High on Fire, which is really good. She had the Iron Maiden the first night. But they had specialty burgers in they had the Anthrax.
Wasn't that in a show?
Indian Ale.
A Dimmu burger?
In the Metalocalypse.
There you go. Yeah. I thought I heard that before. I was like, I'm pretty sure that exists.
It was like the McDonald's of the universe. Yeah.
But it was total food porn. It looked amazing.
It was good. And we went there the next day right before the Halloween show with another buddy of mine who I hadn't seen in like fucking, seriously, almost 18, 19 years. We used to go to like the Milwaukee Metal Fest all the time. He's in this band called Blood Throne. And I've told the story before, but... Like 2 or 3 in the morning after one of the nights, we all decided to go to find a Denny's, and they're all in their fucking corpse paint still. It's all sweating off and shit. Took us forever to get a seat, then took us forever to get our food, for sure. It was
scared them all off.
Well, we scared the waitresses in the middle of like Milwaukee. It's pretty funny.
I mean, if I was that waitress, I would have served them as good as possible so they didn't trash the store.
Or serve them quickly, serve us quickly so we would get out of there, right? Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Don't leave a hex on me, thank you.
But another thing they have besides...
No curses, please.
Amazing fucking burgers. They have amazing like macaroni and cheese. Like we all shared one plate of macaroni and cheese and we couldn't even finish it. Pretty amazing.
I love me some good mac and cheese.
It's good.
This guy hates mac and cheese.
What?
But I love like gourmet mac and cheese.
It was definitely gourmet.
They have a bunch of mac and cheese festivals here in Houston.
Really?
And I still haven't been able to go to one.
So they had
There's a mac and cheese restaurant here in Houston in the Heights. It's awesome. It's
called Just Mac.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I had the chili thing. It wasn't very good.
He's lying. It's great.
So yeah, I mean, if you have a chance to go to Chicago and you're a metalhead, go to Kuma Burger. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Cool.
And one of the coolest things we got to do was hang out with November's Doom with Larry and Vito the last night. So if you listen to the last episode of the show, it was recorded in their studio. That was a blast, man. I've been friends with him for years now. Never met him. It was super really cool.
That is cool.
I was like, not the fanboy out, but can I get you to sign on my shit? But they're really cool guys, and
that's good.
Big shout out. Check out their show, which is called Geeking Poetic. They're doing the next episode is all about Schwarzenegger movies. So we'll put a link in the show notes about.
I should be a guest on that show.
To go to Chicago, you could. Everything's done on video.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so then it's put out. They take the audio and then make a podcast, but it's all on YouTube. They have like a green screen there. It's really fun. Yeah, the trailer they put out for the Schwarzenegger, they're like in the middle of Blade Runner. It's pretty funny.
Schwarzenegger wasn't in Blade Runner.
I'm sorry, Total Recall. I don't know why I said Blade Runner. I was just testing your nerdness.
It's
like that would be that movie.
It might have, right?
I mean, it's true.
The Final Showdown, like Harrison Ford and Schwarzenegger. I'd watch,
right?
That.
Yeah. I would too.
There's no way Schwarzenegger could have improvised that line, "Tears in the Rain," though.
Probably not.
But we also did some, you know, touristy things. We went and saw the bean and walked around and
they
just
flicked
did all
the
that
bean.
Scene. I did not flick the bean, not in public, at least.
LOL. Got that.
And there's our explicit rating.
Balls.
Bringing it back to balls. All right.
It's always about the balls.
So, have you seen any movies recently?
I saw Mandy recently. Yeah. The
it's coming
Nick
out.
Cage movie.
I saw it was coming out on Blu-ray by the end of the month already.
Already?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's all right. Cool.
Is it good?
I enjoyed it. It's not amazing. I probably had it too high of a pedestal when I went to go see it, but okay. I still enjoyed it very much. I want to see it again, see if I like it as much or whatnot. What else did I see? I know I've seen something else. Oh, yeah. I watched The Endless. It was a movie that Justin let me borrow.
The Endless?
It's on Netflix now.
So the movie starts with there's two brothers, and they escape this cult as children. And now they're living in the real world. They're struggling. The younger brother says, hey, look, we had it good at the cult. Let's, you know, go back there. Let's check it out. So the older brother's like, look, a couple days, then that's it. A couple days turn to a couple more days. The older brother starts realizing there's a lot of weird stuff happening, not making sense, why everyone there looks the same, hasn't aged. And they go on this weird adventure where they discover things were not the way they seemed when they were kids.
It's an interesting movie. I don't think it's amazing or anything, but it's a fun ride. And like some of the stuff in there is really cool. I like a lot of the Lovecraftian nods. And
yes.
The references to Tesla and little little things in the movie that really just sort of made it.
Yeah, like I said on our show, like I really like the premise a lot more than I actually like the movie, and I just wish they would have stuck the landing a little bit more when writing the story.
It wasn't a bad ending; like it was a satisfying.
No, I wasn't saying it's not the ending that I have a problem with. It's somewhere in the middle where it doesn't really just tie it together.
There's like loose ends that don't really get followed through on. I think.
So here you go, Carrie. That's what it was all about. I need you to repeat it back to me.
I'll do that later.
There, I think the reason I like that movie so much is that there were like really sad parts in that movie that were just like left undid. There was like no satisfying ending to those. You just knew that that was it. That's how it was. Nothing was going to get fixed. Yeah. And it's definitely real.
It was made by the same brothers that made Spring. Which is like a...
Did you watch that?
It's on our list for...
Is it a horror movie?
It's a, like, horror...
Horror-esque.
Like, it's a romance/horror movie.
Yeah, I've heard that movie, Spring, is better than this movie.
Okay.
See, I've heard the opposite, but I've heard Spring is pretty good. Like, there's a horror element, and it's a romance story.
But back to Mandy. I've been wanting to see Mandy for the past couple months.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, it's a drug-filled ride with heavy, culty... overtones.
Cool.
I love me.
Covered with
Nicolas
art.
Cage.
So, did anybody see The Predator?
Not yet.
Yeah.
No.
We went with you.
We went
I know.
With you.
I'm asking him.
Did you see Predator? I have not seen it, no. I'll probably wait till it comes out on HBO or something.
Okay.
It's fun.
Bet, yeah.
It's fun.
I hear it's terrible at the end.
Maybe.
It loses its shit, like, in the last 30 minutes
of the
movie.
The problem with Predator and so many other movies is they give away too much in the trailers.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah.
So, like, you know there's a second Predator. And that kind of ruins most of the movie. It's still a pretty fun ride. Like, all the kill scenes are good. When the Predators are fighting, that's all really cool and fun. The Predator dogs are cool to watch. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that's very much likable. And, of course, the final battle is pretty good. But there's a lot of stuff that suffers from the fact that it was revealed in the trailers. And because they tried to make it so funny.
I was just about to say that it's
not like, Shane Black. It's it all is, witty banter.
I was about to say
it's the most lighthearted.
You're
one.
A Shane Black fan, so I think there's definitely going to be some redeemable, funny, great moments in the movie for you. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, that's totally.
That's up his alley.
I mean, there was a Haunted Mansion reference
I was about to say.
About Lost in Shit. It was really fun.
What the fuck, Haunted Mansion?
Seriously. It was the
what
best
was the Haunted Mansion reference?
Okay, so they were going to this military base, and they go into this, like, they go into the room, and the guy's sitting at the desk, and the whole room just turned into, like, a...
The floor
like,
starts going down, and the room
it turns
expands.
In, yeah, it turns
like
into
Haunted
a...
Mansion does.
Yeah.
And the guy sitting at the desk started, is this room actually stretching? I was like, are they really? And I was like, they fucking went through the whole line. I was like, this is awesome.
The whole line from the actual ride.
Me and my wife were both like, yeah. And
both like, I looked over at Carrie as soon as it started, and I saw his eyes just get all big. And he's like, they're going to do it.
This is the best movie ever.
I didn't think they're going to really do that, but they did. It was great.
That's cool.
It was a very cute movie. It was a cute movie, and they incorporated a kid, so maybe if you wanted to, you could bring your kids.
I wanted more. You know, I wanted more, like, action, more, like, Predator-type stuff. But, I mean, for what it was, yeah. It was a fun movie.
I like all of the other Predator movies.
I do,
it's
too.
It's not really like the
it's
other
It's not
ones.
Like any of the other
no.
ones,
no.
There's, yeah.
I even like the Robert Rodriguez one, which was all right.
Predators.
Yeah, Predators.
I like that one, too.
If you, I gotta say, if you like Shane Black, you're gonna like the movie.
Where would you rank this in all the Predator movies?
I hear this one suffers through some serious editing, though.
I think so. There's a couple parts where it's like feels like a lot of stuff was missing.
Mm. Like shit just kind of like, how did that happen?
Or it's better than Predator 2.
How did they
2?
Get there? I don't know. Maybe. I rewatched Predator 2.
I haven't watched it in a while.
I rewatched Predator 2, and I liked it, but I didn't love it. Watching it now older... I really like it.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Like,
I haven't seen that.
I
haven't seen
it
in a long time.
I didn't enjoy it that much, but I'm a lot older now, and I watched it not that long ago, and I really enjoyed it. I'd actually put Predator 2 kind of like middle of the pack.
It's like right next to Predator, like, to Arnold. I think it's probably the best sequel you'll get from that universe.
I rank this one pretty low. I mean, it might. The only thing that might be worse than that is like Alien versus Predator 2.
That's yeah.
Requiem.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Requiem.
Like, I think AVP 1 was better. I think.
Well, I like the first one.
That's rough.
Was better.
I like the setup for Alien versus Predator 1. I just didn't like the way it was made or how it turned out.
So, what did you think about the group of people in the movie? So, like, you had
mercenaries.
Keegan-Michael Key.
I don't like Keegan-Michael Key.
You don't?
I don't think he's a good actor. I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's entertaining.
Oh, wow.
Pretty much everybody else in the group, though, I thought was a pretty good choice.
So, who's worse, Melissa McCarthy or Keegan-Michael Key?
Melissa McCarthy. That's not a question.
I agree.
That is a question.
McCarthy is the worst human on the planet.
She's not. It's just, I think she tries too hard. I think if she wanted to be funny, she could just be funny. She could be funnier if she wanted to be.
I don't think she can be funnier if she tried.
I think she just tries way too hard.
I have nothing else to comment. I agree.
I went and saw the... I don't even remember the name of the movie, that puppet movie.
Oh, I was not going to see that.
I don't even remember what it was called now.
It's Happy Time Murders.
It was Happy Time
Murders. Yeah.
I blocked them from giving me ads on Facebook. I was done with it. I was, no, not happening.
I'll catch it on Netflix.
Exactly.
Well, I know you didn't see it.
Fuck that, bitch. I was going to see that movie.
It's Jim Henson's son, man.
It is. Brian Henson directed it. Yeah. And it's supposed to be super...
Raunchy
in it?
On purpose.
It wasn't really.
So why did they put her in it? Why don't they put somebody that would actually like add some...
Who else is super raunchy, man?
Dude, you could put anybody in there and make it funny.
Besides Keegan-Michael Key?
I mean, that'd be an improvement.
Okay.
What's that other blonde chick that's not funny? That's very annoying.
Kate McKinnon?
No, she's kind of funny.
Has some good moments.
God, what's that other one?
Was she in the Ghostbusters
movie? No, she's not in the Ghostbusters movie.
I know you hate Amy Poehler. Are you talking about her?
No. I would know her name.
Amy...
This one, I don't
Schumer?
Even...
I like Amy.
Amy Schumer. That's her name.
Yeah.
God, I hate her.
I'd rather watch Amy
Schumer.
She's
like Melissa McCarthy 2.0 is
no,
what she is.
They're not even in the same universe. Amy Schumer's watchable. Like, I could watch Amy Schumer for a whole day and not get too annoyed by it. I can't watch Melissa McCarthy for fucking 10 minutes without wanting to shoot myself. Like, it's horrible.
So you don't like her... what's the name of that show? Mike and Molly? You ever watch that?
I watched a couple episodes.
We're going to make you, like...
I liked Identity
Watch
Theft.
The whole show.
You know, in your personal hell, that's what it's all going to be, right?
It's going to be, yeah, just lots of
Melissa McCarthy movies everywhere.
And that every season of that show and all the commercials are going to be her.
Yep. That's your personal hell.
Welcome to hell.
That's how they're going to torture you.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, we saw a really good movie called Searching.
Yeah.
I want to see that. It's on my list.
It was really good.
Don't spoil it now.
I'm not. No, it's really good. So the whole movie is a dad loses his daughter, and the whole perspective is from her laptop or his phone, you know, media devices. And so he realizes that he doesn't really know his daughter. And so he's contacting friends, contacting people, trying to figure out what happened. And so this whole adventure of him discovering, like, what's going on, how his daughter's been feeling, and trying just to find out where she is.
It's a roller coaster of a movie. Like,
it really is.
It takes you places you wouldn't expect to go. Like, it's really depressing at parts. You feel so bad for him and everything he's going through.
Then he's the killer.
There's so many twists and turns to the movie, too. Like, every time you think you've got to figure it out, you're wrong. And, I mean, I'm usually the kind of person that watches a movie with the intention of knowing what's going to happen before it happens. I did not really see the ending coming until right before it did.
Right. Oh. And that was amazing.
And then when it did happen, it was still so much worse than what I thought it was. Like,
it was the mom the whole entire time.
It's a dark and twisted movie.
I don't know.
Cleverly told. It's definitely, like, one of the under the radar hits of the year. Like, it's
have you
so
not seen
good.
The trailer for this, Carrie?
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I went in with really low expectations. I was expecting it to be Taken with John Cho.
Right.
But it was so much better.
I dragged him. I'm like,
awesome.
We have to go see this movie. You know, it's Searching.
Searching.
Yes. I'm like, we have to go see this movie. It's not going to be out during the weekend. We have to see it now. And we went that day. And it was amazing. Definitely my top five.
There's another movie out right now at Alamo that's like that. That I know I'm not going to be able to see it if I don't see it in the theaters. It's called Let the Corpses Tan. It looks like a distilled Tarantino-esque on a low-budget scale of people shooting each other.
Speaking of that El Royale,
yeah, mm-hmm.
That comes out next week.
I'm excited to see that.
I'm seeing that this
it's
that
like
was going to
late in a hotel. So
I love me some John Hamm.
Yeah.
anything with John Hamm.
John Hamm is great.
He's amazing.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges all the way, yo.
Yeah.
That too.
They're all great actors.
Yeah, they're all good.
But John Hamm, though. So.
But Jeff Bridges, though.
Jeff Bridges, yeah.
He's Rooster great. Cockburn. Nobody? All right.
I mean, okay.
I was the only one who liked True Grit. Shit, fuck
me. I watched it.
True Grit was good.
So I did see, what is the name of that? The Ocean movie.
Ocean 8?
Ocean 8, yeah. I watched that
with
over the
woman.
Weekend. Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Got a free rental at Redbox, and we used it for that.
Yeah. How was that singer? What is her name?
Rihanna.
How was Rihanna in that?
I didn't know she was in it.
She's the
black
woman
girl
of color.
In the movie.
That's like,
That was Rihanna.
Yeah, that's Rihanna.
Okay, I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, she was like the tech person.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. All she had to do is like just like any movie is click on the keyboard and you're
hacking.
You know, hacking.
I think this is like the first or second movie that she's been in, so I kind of wanted to see what that was.
No, she wasn't bad.
She was also in that craptacular sci-fi epic of Luc Besson movie.
Oh, Valerian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was the singer at the end.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said,
God, that was
she's
terrible.
Been in a couple. It was, but the
terrible.
Visuals were
you're
awesome.
Right. It was terrible.
Visually, if you're right. But.
He's not going to hear it right.
It was terrible.
It was
you're
a
right.
horrible storyline. I like the visuals, though.
I made it through it. That's what I can say.
Yeah, gold badge for everybody who made it through.
Travis fell asleep. We were with our friend who's like a really big guy. He fell asleep like halfway through the movie, and we could just hear him.
No.
Like, the whole way through. It was awesome.
That's probably more entertaining than the movie.
It was. We kept laughing about it.
It was a pretty movie.
Yeah.
It was visually beautiful. Very, very stunning.
Just terrible.
It was.
Not a very good movie.
It was. I don't know why they cast the leads that way.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
They were. I didn't get it. But whatevs.
So going back to Ocean 8 real
French
quick. It was fine. It was serviceable. I mean, there was a couple of spots I'm like, oh, I didn't expect them to go there, and they did. I like watching movies like that sometimes where it's just, you know, like the Bourne movies and these...
Boring movies?
Bourne.
Oh.
Not boring.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's the same thing,
I thought
though.
You said boring movies.
It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Demon.
Probably would have been more enticed to see this movie if it wasn't related to the Oceans franchise.
That's true.
I think they barely was. That's what I'm saying. I think they could have done something better.
Blatantly put it in the title, made the character the younger sister with the intention to tie it in at the very end.
Yeah, it was all just to try to coerce people that do enjoy those movies to go and see it. If they had just made it like a spy heist movie with like a bunch of women.
The fashion heist movie. What else do you fucking need?
It could have been really cool.
Yeah. I want to see more movies with Sandra Bullock in it. I love her. She's such a nice lady. And she's smart AF too.
Speed, yo.
Speaking of AF.
AF.
What about the marketing poster for the Hellboy movie?
It's amazing AF.
It's legendary as fuck.
Legendary AF. What do y'all think about that? Using AF in their marketing.
Sure, why not?
They're trying to be cool and hip.
Well,
you know,
it's
relatable.
It's aligned with the character.
Yeah, I guess.
They can't say as fuck on the marketing, so. Yeah.
I know, but.
It's within character motif.
So what do you think about what he looks like as Hellboy?
So far, I mean.
He looks awesome.
He has great prosthetic muscles, yeah.
He's worked out, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Just as much as Ron Perlman did.
That's right.
Ron Perlman's swole, though. He's huge. He's a huge guy.
I don't know about how swole he is. He's just big.
He's a big man.
No,
he's
I know
a
that.
Guy. But when he did Hellboy.
But so was David Harbour now. I mean, points. I mean, he worked out a lot for this role from what I saw.
I mean, he's a tall guy. I wouldn't say he's like buff.
No, but he worked out for this role.
I remember that Tide ad. He didn't look that buff.
Tide ad?
Tide ad?
I don't remember.
This is a Tide ad. You don't remember this?
No.
God damn it.
He's in a Tide ad, is what you're saying.
He's in a lot of Tide ads.
I don't remember that.
You just were living under a rock, I guess, when the Super Bowl was around.
Apparently. Well, I didn't watch any of that shit.
Yeah, I don't watch that stuff either.
You don't have to watch the game. Just watch the ads.
He was really good in...
That's when people were eating Tide Pods and shit. I was just skipping through those.
He was really good
it's
in the
his
newsroom.
Fault. Yeah.
You saw the newsroom, right?
I have not.
That was a great
I wanted
great
to
show.
See it, but I didn't. Watch Aaron Sorkin show, right?
Yeah, watch it on your HBO Go. It's really good.
I know. I bet you watch it on my HBO Go.
I watched it before that. What I have been watching on your HBO Go is Ballers, though. I've been catching up with that.
I have not watched any of the season. Is it good?
It's fun. What's his name?
Is it Russell lacking
Brand.
This season?
No.
Russell Brand's in this season?
He was in like the first four weird. Or five episodes,
that
yeah.
That is weird.
He plays the owner of like this
a Las Vegas something.
No, it's like a company. So they, you know, they deal with like sports, like football and stuff. He deals with like skaters and that kind of stuff.
Oh, cool! So he's a alternative sports agent.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to give away anything, but it's fun.
Right on. I plan on
anything
catching
up eventually.
I
mean, The Rock is great.
And so. I've also been watching a crap ton of Venture Brothers because it is the best show on Cartoon Network.
It is. I haven't. They finally did the last season, or
no? They're. It's currently on right now.
Is it?
I don't think it's the final season, though.
Okay.
But it's fucking good. Know that much.
I have a Brock Sampson little figure I got from the little blind boxes.
Yeah, do you want it?
Yeah.
Fuck you, then.
I haven't watched any of this season. I need to catch up on it.
It's great.
I mean, it's always been good, so I'm not surprised.
It's progressively to me, I think the animation and storytelling gets better every season.
Yeah, I agree with that. I got to catch up on it, though. We've been watching Shameless. Still my favorite show on TV.
Never seen that.
I saw a trailer for Shameless
a
couple of days ago.
Never seen Shameless.
It's hands down my favorite.
I know it's shameful that I've never seen Shameless.
It's amazing.
You'd love it.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you would really love good. It. It's amazing.
I saw a trailer for it.
William
it looks bananas.
William H. Macy?
Yeah. I mean, he's part of it, but he's not always the focus of it.
You know what I'm actually catching up with right now? Is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Netflix.
We gave
Why
up
are you
on
doing
it a long
that?
Time ago.
To like the show?
I gave up
Do
on
you?
All the superhero shows a long time ago.
I never started, so.
I got back into season 4. I just finished season 4 a couple days
What's
ago.
What's happening? Are they all dead this time?
No. I'm on season 5 now, and they're all in space fighting the Kree.
Wasn't there like a season where they're all dead and in an alternate past life universe?
They were in an alternate universe. Now they're
stupid
in the future fighting the Kree, yeah.
Stupid.
In season 4, they were in this alternate computer simulation.
They almost had me back when they brought the Ghost Rider, but I was like, fuck this.
He was actually pretty cool.
He was, but then they didn't use him, so it was boring.
They used their entire budget just to animate his head.
He was like the first first five or six episodes of the season. They brought him back towards
the
end.
They brought him back.
Yeah,
because I know he was a viewer's favorite, probably.
And he wasn't the only one with the Ghost Rider power, that's all I'm going to say.
I did watch Iron Fist season 2.
Have you? I haven't watched it yet. I heard it's better.
Obviously, several times better than the first season.
Because you watched it.
But it's actually good. I don't think it's the best Netflix show, the best Netflix Marvel show even. But I would probably put it middle of the pack, which is astonishing considering how bad Iron Fist season 1 was.
I haven't even watched Luke Cage season 2.
Excellent.
We just finished Jessica Jones about a month ago.
They had a season two of that already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't care anymore.
There's too many shows.
The Marvel Netflix ones are the only Marvel shows I care about anymore because they're good.
I like Runaways.
I'm waiting for Daredevil season three to Runaways. Come out. That's the only one I probably will watch. Daredevil season 3.
Fuck yeah, because it's going to have Bullseye in it. That's all I care about.
Comes out soon, like on the 19th.
Yeah, very soon. That's the only show I plan on watching. I didn't watch Punisher. I watched maybe 2 episodes of Punisher. I'm like,
I haven't finished it either.
And I was like, nah, no thanks.
It's okay. I don't like Barenthal, so.
And
you don't like Barenthal? Mm.
I don't care about Iron Fist. And I just had no interest to watch any Luke Cage either.
So they're not going
to
do any more Defenders is what I heard, right?
Probably not.
I don't know. They might.
Disney's just going to say, give me that shit back.
The response to Iron Fist Season 2 has been generally positive, and that was the big drawback before, but everybody hated Finn Jones. So they might, since it's turned around.
Maybe they should kill Iron Fist.
They just need to do Heroes or Higher.
Well, if you watch it, you'll see their lead.
I've heard.
I mean, they do Daughters of the Dragon to some extent. They do Heroes for Hire for some extent. And then, like...
Because Misty Knight's involved.
The whole thing was good up until, like, the post-credit scene, which leaves it in a very strange place. I'm not sure where it was going.
Where's it going?
Somewhere strange.
Spoil it. No one's going to watch it.
Yeah, we are.
No, we won't.
Yeah.
You can spoil it.
Okay, so...
What a warning. Spoiler. Okay, go ahead.
He loses his...
His hands?
He loses his fist.
They cut him off?
No, he doesn't get cut off. His power gets stolen from him, and then they steal it back and give it to... What's-her-name?
Luke Cage.
No, it's his girlfriend. I can't think of her name right now.
The Asian chick.
Yes. What's her name?
I don't know. Asian chick.
His girlfriend.
Colleen
Wing.
Colleen Wing.
Wing.
Yeah.
So I think it's Wing, but whatever.
The villain steals his power. He steals it back, and he decides to give it to Colleen because she's more temperate. She's more capable of managing the Iron Fist power.
So he's no longer the Iron Fist.
But it turns out that she's part of this ancient bloodline that was the first group to ever defeat the dragon and defeat Iron Fist.
Does he fight the dragon?
Of course she is.
So he goes to...
How convenient.
He goes to Tokyo and China and all these different places with his brother trying to figure out where... this Iron Fist corpse that was used earlier in the season came from. And at the end, they show him using different Iron Fist powers than he had before. Like, a bunch of guys are shooting bullets at him, and he pulls out these guns that glow yellow, and he starts, like, shooting down the bullets with his guns, and it's very strange.
Like, the Shadow?
Kind of. That's a good analogy, yeah. But it's very weird.
All right. I'm going to give it a shot. I need to watch... Do I need to watch Luke Cage first, or do I need to watch Iron Fist season 2?
Or just don't watch any of them. They're not worth it.
Watch Luke Cage first.
I'm not going to do that.
Luke Cage season 2 is really good.
Okay.
You know why?
I like the first season.
It's 10 episodes too long. That's why.
I think Luke Cage season 1 is like my favorite of all the
Marvels. I think you are not wrong, because a lot of the Marvel stuff on Netflix, they pad it out way too much. It could be done in whether they're like
10 episodes 13 usually.
Episodes 10
or
usually.
13. They could...
They could do it in
like
8,
or
yeah. I agree on
or
that.
Or 2 episodes.
I don't know about that, but...
Or not at all. That's better.
Well, then don't watch them.
I like that. I don't.
Then don't.
I always put You're the right. thumbs down as soon as I see the poster. I'm that guy.
Yes, we know. We know, George.
Have you guys seen the new trailer for X-Men Dark Phoenix?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does not look good.
It does not look good.
It's terrible.
The visuals and the costumes, it looks like
but, I mean,
not nice.
Plus,
Age
the
of
production
wasn't great.
Behind it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, the
Here's
story
a
behind it
wasn't great. First Class was good. Like,
I
like
Days of Future Past.
There. It wasn't great.
It wasn't great, but it was better than I thought it was going to be.
I already forgot that movie.
First Class
was great. I love First Class. There was so much potential with
I really wish Matthew Vaughn would have stuck with the X-Men franchise.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
I don't know. I'm a huge fan of, like, the 80s, like, X-Men, and I wish they could,
too.
Like, bring back
Look
the
at your
costume.
Shirt.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I used to have, like, a Children of Atom poster, like, original 1981, and so I've always been, like, a really huge fan of, like, the classics, and that's what I want to see come back, just, like, retro 80s, like,
yeah,
horrible costumes. Like, I would
love
it.
That.
I think everyone would love that. It would be amazing.
Like,
I mean,
the animated 90s series.
Right, exactly. Like,
bring back Morph.
Yes.
Let him live.
Everyone is, like, updating.
Hashtag bring back Morph.
Did you hear about how they're going to make Gambit into a romance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Romantic comedy?
Yes.
Speaking of romantic comedies, I saw Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it?
Did they drive by you, or what happened?
No. I actually saw it in the movie theater.
So,
and there were Crazy Rich Asians in the movie theater.
When we saw The whole theater was full of Asians, and I did not know what that was about.
They were searching?
I guess they were.
They were searching for Asians in the movie.
We didn't get the memo that it was the John Cho fan club showing up tonight.
it was the whole theater. It was just so funny.
That's cool.
Crazy Rich Asians is actually not bad, though. If you like romantic comedies.
I've heard it's good.
We went because I dragged my girlfriend to go see Mandy. She's like, next fucking movie I'm picking. So I was like, fine. I dragged you to that and the action film. Why the fuck not? So we went to see Crazy Rich Asians.
So what is it? I don't want to get too far into it, but what is it even about?
Do you know anything about romantic comedies?
Yes.
You know the movie.
Okay. So a lot of tropes.
Yes.
Okay.
But with Asians.
Okay.
That are rich.
And they're crazy.
Some are. Not all of them.
Okay.
I've heard it's a cute movie.
It's a good movie. It's not bad.
All right.
Middle of the road. Fun. Enjoyable.
So we're not going to really break off to do a full topic, but there is something I want to talk about, and that is the dismantling of Telltale Games. So this is
about time, right?
Why is it about
shut your mouth, George.
You're right. Such an antagonist tonight.
I'm just joking, guys.
Everybody say, don't be a dick, George.
I'm just joking. Come on. I like the Batman game.
A lot of people lost their job because it wasn't their fault. Do you know much about the story? Do you want to talk about it?
I know that the very ending of it, I mean, they were running a skeleton crew. They were making people work over hours to finish The Walking Dead,
They're not going to finish that.
They were not able to finish it because a lot of the employees are now suing the company, trying to get some kind of money out of them. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Because basically, if you you're getting rid of a certain percentage of your workforce,
right,
you have to give them a warning.
Right.
They didn't do that. They ran out of – see, from what I heard – they had two or three fundings that fell through completely, and they were like, we can't stay open. Mm-hmm. So they had to fire everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a class action lawsuit, so it could be even more than that. I mean, this is...
I just don't
understand.
You
have to give them like a 60-day warning or something like that?
They're amazing. Well, I loved all their games. I was so excited for Wolf Among Us 2 to come out. I mean, the first one was amazing. I love The Walking Dead. I mean, there's so many good games that they make, and I don't understand. Did they misplace some money? Did they
invest? Pulled out.
I think so.
So
funding.
The last thing
happened.
I heard is that
it didn't happen.
They are running on a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
But another company bought the rights to finish the Walking Dead game.
They said they potentially have investors to finish it out.
And then Telltale Games is still running in business until they're done with the Netflix deal that they have going on.
I believe so.
What's the Netflix deal?
They're running concurrent with the Black Mirror. So Black Mirror is coming out with an episode of Choose Your Own Adventure style episode. And Telltale Games is behind that capacity.
Okay.
Well, that's what I understand. I could be wrong, though. So.
No, they were working with the movie.
They were supposed to do a Stranger Things game, too, weren't they?
Yes,
they
that
were.
Too. Those
yes.
are the two deals that they were working with.
They're not going to complete that project.
Yes.
They have to, right?
Yeah, they're closing the books. Because Netflix is footing the bill.
Yeah.
Is it going to look all shitty? Is it going to look like the Canadians in South Park?
Once you get to that part of the game.
Like the Demogorgon's like... Bop, 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 bop.
The Upside Down looks like the E.T. game.
That'd be a horrible game.
And we're going to be called, like, oh, it's retro.
I love Telltale. I mean, it is literally one of my favorite publishers, game makers. So
I only ever played...
I played the Game of Thrones.
Two episodes of The Walking Dead Part 1.
I waited. I played like the first five, which is like a disc set or whatever.
Yeah.
And I waited. I wanted all of it to be complete so I could buy like a master version, like a nice copy, because they always do that. But now they're not going to make it. So.
Better get that shit while it's still available.
It's true.
I played Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is
and
okay.
I've heard
the Game of Thrones
one. The Batman one.
Mm-hmm.
And
did
I
you
was
play the Back to the Future one.
I tried.
I have that one. It's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not horrible.
They did a Jurassic Park
one,
too.
It's their very first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah.
The Batman games are fun.
I did enjoy it, but it was kind of like just okay, you know? Just like all their other games. It was
the
just
Wolf,
all right.
The Wolf Among Us was amazing. It was really good.
I really like... Right. I do like... I don't... They did a Guardians game, too, right?
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
They did do one.
I did like The Walking Dead the first season. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit further, but I never really completed the story.
Right.
There was just so much that came out so quickly.
Exactly.
And it's like, wow, this is it got overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be a lot of it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, people like their games. They were coming out with new ones. They were in the E3. I mean, it's crazy that they're not going to be with us anymore.
And the company that, there's another company that had problems too. The developers behind Dead Rising are shuttered, which was sad for me. I love the Dead Rising games. But
they finished, right? They made that last game that they promised.
But Out 4 came out like, what?
2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
And that was their last game that they said was in the series, didn't they?
No, they didn't say that, but they haven't announced anything else, but yeah.
I'm sure some other company, if they wanted to continue, could always buy the rights and keep working on it.
And that's what I'm going to also have to say. Like, yeah, it sucks to be laid off, but the gaming industry is like that. Like, once you're done with the game, as a game developer, you normally don't stay with the company. You move on to another game. You usually chase games. You don't stick with a company very often.
I mean, it just
yes
depends.
And no.
Yeah.
It's very rarely.
There's a lot of contract
work. Game developers and people that I know work for multiple developers at once.
See, I worked in two different game companies as a contractor, though. First one, my first contract was up. They offered me a second contract, but I already got a contract in another studio.
Right, that's how it normally goes.
Yeah, it does go that way a lot, but, you know.
Like, these people are going to find jobs. It just sucks because it's a saturated market. And
it's going to be harder for them to find jobs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
if they're good at their job, they'll be all right.
I wish everybody out there that worked at Telltale, they need something. Good luck.
And I hear Blizzard's hiring, so.
Oh, I'm sure.
There you go.
Just make cell phone games.
That's how you
that's
make
all
money.
The money is.
Yeah.
That's
make, probably make is. Another He-Man Tappers 2 for
that's
Justin.
That's all you have to do. I mean, somebody else will tap away.
I was addicted to that game for a while.
Not as he was. Like he was.
George's car was shaking. He's like, what you doing in here? I'm tapping. Shut up.
Shut up. I'm tapping my game.
Do you have any other comments about the...
No.
You should. Come on.
Was there any other...
That was all I
so
had.
So now that Telltale's closed, what do you think? Who else is going to fill in that gap,
Bethesda?
Right?
Bethesda buys, like, so many companies. There's so
who?
Many companies... Bethesda?
I mean, Bethesda?
Bethesda. I'm sorry. I always say it wrong.
I was like, who?
Mario.
Bethesda. Okay, so Bethesda.
The Fallout people.
I know who they are. I just say the name wrong. Anyway... Bethesda, they buy a lot of companies that are competition, and then the network that the company's working for just gets swallowed by them.
It's true.
So
it's all about EA games, guys. I don't know what y'all talking about. Those microtransactions.
EA has, like, the worst, you know...
I hate EA
the one I want with developers. Yeah, we're going... Imagine if I mean, there's a lot of stuff that Telltale could have still done. Imagine, like, a Rick and Morty series or something like that.
That would have been awesome. Been
well, one, that would have never happened because Justin Roiland has all rights to video games for
that is true.
Rick and Morty.
But he could have been involved with it.
That's why you got Jerry's game where you pop balloons.
Have you played the Rick and Morty VR game?
No.
It's pretty great.
Where'd you play it at?
A friend of mine has a VR Oculus, and
okay.
We played it before. It was a demo before it became the Rick and Morty game that's out now on the PS4 and stuff, and it's fun.
I've heard it's fun. I've seen, like, the visuals and stuff like that. It looks pretty fun.
And Justin Roiland has his own gaming company
yeah,
now,
does.
Squanch Games or something like that.
I've heard that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you, like, an office simulator game or
yeah.
something like that?
I've watched that on YouTube. It's interesting, yeah.
You're the weird guy that watches games on YouTube.
I can't afford to buy a $15,000 VR game system to play games.
I watch gameplays too. If I know I'm not going to buy a game and I'm not going to play a game, I'll watch gameplay.
Yeah, I just want to see
yeah,
the story.
Exactly.
Or old games that are not available anymore.
Like me, I cannot for the life of me play Resident Evil games. I'm too scared to play them.
I'm with you there.
So I will watch gameplay.
You're
of
talking
Resident
to the guy
Evil.
Who hasn't finished the Last of Us because I get too fucking scared.
Wow.
I want to finish it. I just get scared or get. You
Justin
know,
Justin plays those games and I watch him. I buy the games, he plays the game, and I just watch him. That's the
that's
lie.
Way to do it.
Yeah.
Except for that one, like Outlast 2.
Oh, yeah?
It just got so fucking repetitive, because all you're doing is hiding in lockers. Like, I don't like games. Hmm. I don't like horror games
that
where you
sucked.
Can't fight back.
Yeah.
Or you can't do anything except hide.
Yeah.
It's really...
I never played that game for that reason.
Like, did you ever play Alien Isolation?
No.
It's very similar to that, but it's enjoyable.
They're intense, yeah. And, like, you know, the stuff that happens, the stories are good and everything. It's just, like, it gets really old when all you can do is hide.
Yeah.
And I'm not a very accurate game player with those sorts of things, and sometimes you have to time things correctly to like escape from something that's chasing you.
You have to be patient.
You have to be patient, and you have to play things over and over and over
again.
Yeah. You die so frequently because you can't fight back. And I don't know. I get frustrated with games like that. I don't think they're scary. They're just boring.
All right, so are you guys ready to move on? We have some metal to listen to.
Yeah.
Some George Hate the Metal. You ready?
Yes.
Want to do it?
You ready, George?
No.
You're going to love it.
I'm going to hate it.
You're going to love it.
I'm going to love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say poopums.
I was going to say boobies.
Boobies.
Blurred boobies and vagines.
Wow.
Vagines. Bob's and vagines.
All right. Explicit rating is coming back. So we are back
never
to the show. No, it did not go away. We are back to the show, and we are getting into some George Hate the Metal. Celebrating a release that comes out this week as we're recording is the new Behemoth album.
Hell yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this album, then. I know you haven't heard it all.
What do you know about this album?
What do you know?
All I know really is God Equals Dog, which is amazing. And now that I've heard Barzabel, is that what it's called, the new song?
Yeah, Barzabel is the song we just listened to.
I really enjoyed that as well.
It's weird because it didn't have bars nor bells in the song. I'm just saying.
It had a lot of bars and bells in the video. You weren't paying attention, George.
So the album is called I Loved You at Your Darkest, and it's out on October 5th. Through Metal Blade Records, and the song we did here.
That's where I've heard this song before. I follow Metal Blade playlist on my
I'm sure you
on
do.
My Spotify.
So Barzabel, what did you think? Behemoth.
That's all right, not bad.
It's
Wait. Explain more. Elaborate on that.
I like the way it sounded. Didn't piss me off or annoyed me. Thumbs up.
Elaborate more.
I have nothing else to give you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Okay, Justin.
What else do you want from me for this song?
Elaborate for him eloquently.
It's a great song, first of all. I think it's kind of a strange choice for a single from the album.
I don't know if it's a single more promotion for the album.
I mean, the video actually was pretty well done. It had a lot of cool and interesting shots. It wasn't overdone like a lot of black metal stuff is.
There were boobies.
There was boobies and stuff. I mean, that's whatever, but it's you're watching on YouTube and it's all blurred out.
There was boobies and vagine.
Bobs and vagines, mm-hmm. Yep. They're all blurred out. Nurgle is just on a roll. I mean, like, The Satanist was such a fucking amazing album, and the two songs I've heard off this album are outstanding.
I've listened to the album twice already. I don't know if it beats the Satanist, but it could be one of those slow burners, you know what I mean?
Well, the Satanist was, too. The first time I listened to the Satanist, I was like, okay, all these people are saying this album's great, I don't really get it. And I just kept listening to it over and over again. And, I mean, since the day I discovered that album, I have to have listened to it at least 400 times. Like, it just, all the fucking time.
I think this album is going to fall in that category for a lot of people, me including. It's going to take a little while for it to really click.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, and both the songs they've chosen to release are not singles, like I said. Like Ben Sahar on Satanist was a great standalone track. Yeah. It was a great single. These two both feel like they're part of a larger picture, which is what Nurgle usually does. Like, you have to take the album as a whole. You know, it's this giant tapestry of music, and these are just little pieces of it. And like I said, I'm dying to listen to the whole thing. I can't wait to finally get my hands on it.
Comes out Friday.
I'm going to be listening at least 10 times Friday.
You're going to be waiting at midnight at the store to open. Oh, never mind.
iTunes, just yep. Refresh.
Yep.
So what did you think?
Well, I am not that huge into metal. I listen to mostly, I guess, power metal, some other stuff. It seemed like there was, in the video itself, there was a lot of, like, religious visuals and then upside-down crosses and stuff like that. I'm not a huge fan of the whole screamy voice. I never.
He wasn't screamy.
It was. I cannot understand him. That's what I mean by it. I would have to have like a lyric list with me to understand what's going on in the song, because I got nothing from that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know,
most... let him explain to you why he's wrong. No.
Let me explain to you why you're wrong.
Most metal vocals are something you train your ear to be able to pick up. Like, the average person who listens to regular music, they're not going to be able to listen to something extreme in any circumstance and be able to understand clearly what any metal vocalist is saying. It's something you have to train your ear over time to be able to do. So I understood the entire song. There's definitely a lot of religious imagery, but
For sure.
That's Behemoth. I mean, they're all very...
Watching the video, I'm like, I bet you Ghost wish that they could do a video like this.
I bet they do. I mean, that would have been a great Ghost video.
Right? It really would.
I like Ghost videos.
No, I like them too. It's just the religious overtones and the imagery in this video would work well with that band.
Sure. Mm. Yeah, they definitely would. But, I mean, they work well with Behemoth too.
Yep.
I'm excited for this album.
You're going to the tour, right?
I'm
going to
try. I know they're coming the
24th in Houston.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go.
Where is it at? Do you remember?
I think House of Blues, yeah.
Okay.
They've become one of my favorite bands over the last few years. I mean, Satanist was what... I've been exposed to them before, but they're one of those kind of bands that, like, when you first listen to them, you're like, there's a couple songs I like, but I don't really fully get them, I guess. But the Satanists, like, unlocked them in my head, and I was just like, oh, my God, and I can't get enough, so.
So, speaking of the House of Blues, I totally forgot to mention that I saw Suicidal Tendencies last weekend at HOB.
How was that?
Fucking great. One of my favorite bands of all time. I just picked up the new album, and I looked up their set list before. This is how nerdy and geeky I was. I was hanging out in the back of the club on setlist.fm, filling out the set list for the show. Yeah. It was fun, though. I was like, I'm contributing to the world, you know? It was fun. It was cool. They played a lot of... they played three songs off of Lights, Camera, Revolution, which is one of my favorite albums from them. And I don't know. Mike Muir, if you ever watch him on stage, runs around like a madman. And he gets out of breath because he's running around so much and he doesn't hit all the words. But the House of Blues stage is smaller, so he wasn't able to do all that. Mm-hmm. So it was a good show. I had fun.
Cool.
And Dave Lombardo, the fucking beast. Yeah. I never thought I would actually see him playing with Suicidal. I know he's in the band, but
yeah,
it's awesome to see him live and just jamming on those songs. And
I can imagine.
Bring him to a whole new level.
We had other stuff going on. Otherwise, I might have gone with you, taking you up on the free tickets.
I did have some free tickets that night.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I missed Rivers of Nile. I really wanted to go to that show, but I got stopped working. So
with Revocation. And
yeah.
The new Revocation is really good, too.
It is. The Outer Ones. Yeah, I'm really digging it. But honestly, Rivers of Nile, Where Owls Know My Name, as of right now, it's still my number one album of the year.
Wow.
I fucking love it.
I listened to it once, and I really... There's too much metalcore in it for me.
No, no, it's just like one of those albums you have to listen to multiple times to get everything out of it. And the more you listen to it, the better it gets. I probably listened to it 75 times, 80 times, something in that number since it came out. I love it. Like I love the Amorphis album. I think the Dimmu album is really solid. There's been a lot of great stuff that's come out this year. But
number one album of the year for me. I know what it is so far.
Hands down for me, Rivers of Nile is my number one album.
I really like that album too.
The only thing that might displace it.
I told you that last time I was here.
Is this. Behemoth could displace Rivers of Nile.
There's been a lot of good music this year, so
there has.
We'll have to, when it gets closer to the end of the year, really start looking at those lists. And
well, you know, I'll have my top 10 list. I'll come back on and we'll talk top our end of the year stuff.
Well, very cool. So any last final words on the Behemoths?
I'll listen to the album when it comes out.
So you listen to Metal Blade on Spotify. You listen to metal. What's a band that you've discovered recently?
Recently? I would have to go to my Spotify playlist and let you know what I recently listened to. Pause for effect.
We'll play some Jeopardy music in the background.
Do, 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 do.
There you go.
Do, 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 do.
What did I play recently? Jeez. I don't really have anything worth talking about, at least.
No, nothing that struck your fancy?
I didn't realize the side project band of Mastodon and Arcadia. I started to listen to that. It came out a year ago. It was all right.
Never heard of that either.
I haven't either.
You wouldn't like it.
No?
I don't think so. If I had to guess.
I like the last two Mastodon albums.
It sounds nothing like Mastodon.
What
I think.
It sound like?
It has like a very odd synth wavy rock tones to it.
It's called Arcadia.
That could be fun.
I'll check it out.
I listened to Elder for the first time today. They're pretty good.
I like Elder.
Yeah, they're pretty good. What else did I listen to? I listened to the new Tenacious D post apocalypto song.
I watched the first episode.
I have
YouTube.
Not seen the episode yet. But
it's strange.
It is strange.
It's like very minimalistic animation. But it's sort of cool. It works.
It works.
What else have I listened to recently?
By minimalistic, I mean they just put a picture up and leave it, and they talk behind it.
I came across this other band that I wanted to talk to with Dave about.
Yeah.
This band called Duel. D-O-O-L.
I've been talking about them for over a year.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I exposed Dave and Carrie to them about a year ago.
Yeah, so I've listened to their album Here Now, There Then.
I actually paid for that album on iTunes because I couldn't find it anywhere else.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. Been listening to that. And Hollis. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's H-A with like some squiggly lines on top. L-L-A-S.
Okay.
I go with Hollis.
Hollis.
Hollis. That's pretty good.
The sort of blackened metal, or what is it?
It's just like, stoner metal, I guess, is probably the closest I would explain it to.
So for me, let's just, I've been listening a lot to, the new Wolfheart album. Fucking great. Can't wait to see them in a couple weeks.
We listened to that last time I was here, right?
Well, the album just came out. Last Friday, but we did watch some. They did put a horrible music video out. The guy making the axe.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and the new Vreed album. You never heard of them?
No.
V R E I D.
I think you told me about them, but I haven't checked it out.
So good.
Yet.
The new album is called Life Hunger. It just came out this past Friday, and the new Wolfheart is called Constellation of the Black Light. Get to see them in a couple of weeks with Morris Principium Est and Karak Angren.
Yeah, I might want to go to that show too.
Ride together because it's really far.
I love Morris. I forgot there's like so many good fucking albums and bands and tours coming up the next week.
And it's October is going to be a crazy fucking month for shows at least.
I listened to the new High on Fire song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. A High on Fire burger.
I know you did. And then as always, I've been listening to a lot of Orbit Culture, which I don't think a lot of people know enough about that band. Those two albums are amazing.
When you come on MSRcast, you get some of the bands you could play.
Sure.
It'd be fun.
Or I can go the complete opposite way and just pick all shitty music for all of you, which would be even better.
Let's do it the other way. Let's do it the good way.
The shitty way is the best way. I hear you.
You can mix and match. Mix and match. Some good, some bad. We'll see how it goes.
Vanilla ice all the time.
No in flames.
No in flames.
That's pretty much
it. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Colony and before, yeah, but.
Man.
Okay. I like in flames.
Up to everything a reroute and remain in before is fine.
Name a good song on reroute.
Poop.
See, you can't do it real quickly.
I don't know song names.
Which one was Cloud Connected?
That was on reroute.
Okay, so that's the last good song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay. I've been listening to Uwata.
Yes, Uwata's good.
Luetta?
Uwata's
really Uwata,
good.
Uwada.
I don't know who that is.
The new Skeleton Witch album is quite good.
Haven't heard of it.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
You'd like it.
All right.
I think I listened to that recently, and I wasn't like crazy about them, but I remember being okay.
Is it very thrashy?
It is very thrashy.
Okay.
But it's a little bit blackened. It's like blackened thrash.
Blackened thrash, like goat whore.
Yeah, I like it. This band I discovered has, like, the album's not great, but there's some really good songs on there. Core Scorpi.
Wait, what?
CORSCORPII.
Okay.
Scorpius.
Core Scorpi. I don't know. No, and nothing about this band. I downloaded their album. There are some good songs on it, but the whole album itself is just kind of okay. The new Chemist album's pretty solid.
I like Chemist.
The new Omnium Gatherum's great.
Yep.
The new Primal Fear is pretty good, too.
I was just about to mention that album. I've listened to it twice today.
I've seen that movie.
Yes, you have.
And then, of course, the stuff from the beginning of the year that I've been listening to a lot. The new Necrophobic. That's in my top 10. Necrophobic has never been in my top 10.
Me either.
Mark of the Necrogram.
Yeah.
It's their best album by miles, and it's really, really good.
I do want to mention the new Skull album, which is really, really good. If you like, you know, doom metal, I think you would like it.
Yeah, I need to check it out. Slug,
yeah, they're great.
That's great, too.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of great albums this year. The new Calma album is good.
Calma, yeah. Polo or something?
Palo.
Palo, there you go.
Polio.
Marco?
Polo.
Polo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots and lots of good stuff this year. So it's going to be tough coming up with my top 10 list.
I know. I already know my number one is, though, so I'm like, it's not amorphous. Been dethroned. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it's Amorphous.
Maybe.
I mean, that's my number two. Rivers of Nile, though, man.
Okay.
That album.
I'll give it another chance.
Like I was looking at a lot of other people's top lists just to find out what's out there that I might have missed, and that was on a lot of people's lists. A lot of sites gave it a perfect rating, and I was like, that was good enough to get me to try it. And then just multiple playthroughs, I've just fallen completely in love with that album.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good.
What All album? Right.
The Rivers of Nile.
Oh, yeah. I like that a lot. I like first album or the album previous to that, too.
I like his voice. I can hear what he's saying. So.
Plus, it got the saxophones in it.
Yes.
See, I like Between the Buried and Me, though. So they're sort of around the same style now.
They're so strange, though. Like Automata 1 and 2.
Yes. They're great. I love that band.
I swear, like 50% of it is Masterpiece and 50% of it is crap.
I can see that. I can see your opinion.
Like the stuff that's great is really great, and the other stuff is
there's
just
that
like,
one
what
song.
Are they doing?
There's a song on Automata 2 where you can definitely tell that the tour with Devin Townsend rubbed off on them for sure.
I mean, it's really really proggy.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah,
I've always liked that band. There's always been something about them that I really enjoy a lot, and they do a lot of metalcore stuff, but. Not my favorite, but I can get over it.
Some of it's good.
Yeah.
It just depends.
All right. So George Hates Metal, Behemoth.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
I liked it a lot.
So
sounds good so far.
Ready to get your geek tickled?
I'm always ready to get that tickled.
You can go in the other room real quick if you want.
All right.
All right.
Andy's not here.
So it's that time of the week. I would say week, but we don't do this weekly as much as we should. But it's that time of that segment where we talk about what's tickling our geek this week. Carrie,
would you like
to go first?
I would not. I would like to let our guest go first.
What?
I'm going to be courteous this time.
You mean you're still thinking about what you want to say?
No. I have mine.
Stalling.
Let's start with Thirsty.
Okay. Well, I guess the whole Bowsette trend is happening. For you people that are lost about it, Bowsette happened because Toadette became Peachette. In Nintendo, they created a crown which let Toadette transform into a mixture of Peach and Toadette, which makes Peachette. And so people took that aspect.
So where do they transform? Where is this at? They transform in the game?
It's going to come out in the new Smash Brothers.
So it was in Smash Bros. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And so this crown. Gotcha. Yeah. And so people are like, well, if Toadette can do it, who other people can do it? And so that's where Bowsette came from. And so they're pretty much doing it with every male character in the whole Nintendo franchise. So it's pretty funny.
So I saw a lot of the Bowsette cross between Bowser and
I've seen Yosha, Bowsette, a bunch of other characters.
I've seen a lot of cosplay already.
I've seen so many cosplayers. Mostly they're the cosplayers that they have those like Fund Me pages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those kind of cosplayers.
Give me money, I'll show you my boobs.
Yeah,
type of page.
That, I was trying to be nice about it.
Legal for you, Carrie.
I'm not making that much money right now.
Nobody wants to join his Patreon for his boobies.
But I'm love boob-less. It. I mean, a bunch of the cosplay outfits are really awesome. I love the people who are doing like the goth Peach look. It's the like non-slutty version of Bowsette, and that's pretty legit. I could see Nintendo doing like a goth Peach thing if they want to go that way, and that would be pretty fun.
It'd be a rotten peach.
That's funny. But yeah, no, I've shared a couple memes on our social media, and for some reason they've gotten like over 300 likes, like over 100 shares. It's crazy.
People like that shit.
It's crazy.
Very cool. What about you, Justin?
Season 22 of South Park just started.
I watched the first episode.
I really liked the first episode. I mean, they're really pushing the limits this season.
Yeah.
Their whole thing for this season is hashtag cancel South Park. Yep. And they're promising that every episode is going to push the limits more than the one before. They're trying to get their show canceled. So
it's
going to
be dicks on every episode.
So they say,
they're not really.
I don't think that they really want to get the show canceled. I just think that they want to push the limits as much as they possibly can and get away with it. You know, they want to see how far they can take it before the network's finally like, no.
Don't you think they're trying too hard, though? Like, it's kind of like the point where you're like, okay.
The thing with South Park is that it's very hit or miss sometimes, but whenever they do hit, it's usually like some of the best stuff on TV. The best episodes of South Park are my favorite things in the world.
You know what's
like,
sad right now? I watched it the other night. I don't remember what the episode's about already.
School shootings.
It's about school shootings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sharon is very emotional, and she's like, they're killing our kids. And she can't get anybody to listen to her. And Randy's like, oh, she's just on her period. But he's not actually saying it. He's, like, pantomiming it. And, like, have you seen it?
No, we talked about it, though.
He's, like, throwing red cloth, like, out of his groin area. Like, he's doing, like, this. And, like, she's seen a therapist, and, like, he's in the window, like, trying to tell the therapist what he thinks the problem is. And the therapist is just saying everything that Randy's doing.
And the police will believe him. Yeah, I did. Okay, I remember now.
I mean, it's not the best episode ever, but there's a couple of really funny moments with Randy's stupid shit.
And everybody, and even the kids are like, oh, there's another shooting going on. And everybody, they're all like numb to it now.
Butters is the hall monitor. And he's got a big 1847. Yeah. That was hilarious. And like, you know, Mr. Mackey's like running around like, oh, and there's like people dying in the background.
I think they could have done a lot more with it.
Yeah.
I think that they focused way more on her pre-menstruating. It's like, okay, periods are a thing. I don't get it. They could have done so much more with the shootings. They could have done like some Columbine references. Maybe had Marilyn Manson in there, like something. Like
Marilyn Manson.
Is that a thing still?
Yeah, like in the Columbine, they blamed him.
They already addressed that once before in like season 14.
Okay, well then something funnier than periods. I mean,
periods are hilarious.
I guess so.
Toilet
humor.
You guys
don't have them, so.
Anyways, I'm excited for the season. I love South Park. Always have, always will. I'm excited to see what they do.
Diehard fan to the end.
Yeah.
He is.
Nothing wrong with that.
What about you, Carrie?
Something we touched upon a little earlier, as of the recording, we are going to go see Amorphous, the Amorphous tour, which is Omnium Gatherum, Moonspell, Amorphous, and Dark Tranquility. I'm not sure who's headlining here in Houston.
I think it's Dark Tranquility.
That sort of, is it a co-headline show? Do you know?
If you look at the image for the show, Dark Tranquility's name bigger. Is bigger than everybody else's. So I'm assuming they're the headliner.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Amorphous is going to go on right before them, so.
That is very true. Still looking forward to the show. I don't think I've ever seen Omnium Gatherum live before, ever. I might have. I think I saw them live before and really knew who they were.
I love all four of those bands, and I've never seen any of them live, so I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah. Amorphous puts on a fucking badass show.
So I've been told.
The first time I saw them was last year, and it was amazing.
I love Dark Tranquility. I've been a fan of them since like early 2000s. So
yeah,
I'm very much looking forward to seeing them live.
Moonspell always puts on a damn good show.
I just hope they don't play a lot of stuff off 1775.
I've seen the set list and I think they do.
At least if they play the bonus track, I'll be all right.
They do play some things from like Until We Breathe Again, that album.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking love that album.
I love that album too.
So good.
Yeah.
And then they play old stuff like Opium and all that kind of stuff.
Good.
But yeah.
It's a good drug.
It's a good song. I don't know about the quality of the drug, but it's a good song.
Opium's a hell of a drug.
I am not addicted to opiates. I'm sorry.
Yet.
Yet.
That's right.
When I'm in my 70s or 80s when I need them.
I was about to say.
So in a couple years.
When you don't care anymore.
When you throw that hip out.
In a couple years, you mean, right?
Yeah.
What about you, George? What are you getting into?
Got a couple of movie tickets that I'm excited for. One we already kind of touched upon.
Venom?
No, I'm not going to waste my time seeing that movie. I'll waste my time on TV when it comes out. I'm going to go see Bad Times at the El Royale tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I also tickets to go see Black 47, which I'm super excited for. It's a action drama about this man's family who gets murdered, and it takes place in the Battle 1847 in Ireland.
Oh.
And this guy gets betrayed by the army that he's fighting for, and they kill his family, and he goes seeking revenge, and they hire this they hire Hugo Weaving to take down the Irishman. And in the trailer, they lead you to believe that they're going to team up, but I don't think they're going to team up.
Hugo Weaving, wow, okay.
Yeah, it looks dope. I'm excited for it.
I haven't heard of that movie.
Oh, and haven't got tickets for it yet, but I saw a trailer for it today, and I want to get it. This is a movie called The Dark, and it's a horror film. It's showing at the Alamo. It's about this undead, flesh-eating girl who can walk and talk, and saves this kid from being murdered by a child molester.
Wow.
And they become unwilling friends, or unpredictable friends, I guess, because he's blind now and he can't see that she's a freaky monster, and the town's trying to kill her, and he's like saying, "She's my friend," and all that stuff. It looks good.
Wow.
Check it out. YouTube it. The Dark. It looks good.
Sounds fucked up.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Is it a comedy or?
No, it looks like a horror.
Child molestation comedy.
Yeah, it sounds like it would work better as a comedy to me. I mean,
it's like a buddy comedy.
It's like the Toxic Avenger and his girlfriend in the first one.
Yeah. Thinking about, I'm like, is this like a Toxic Avenger, but like fucked up?
No, it looks good.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it. Well, all right, so I think that's it. Time to wrap up the episode. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 154 of the Metal Geeks podcast. We'll let our guests give out their social media, all that kind of stuff first. We'll start with you.
Yeah, so check me out at Thirsty Erica on Instagram and Twitter. Also check out my podcast, which is Raging Nerds Pod, on all social media. We are now
all
on
the social media?
All social media. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Routing. We are now on Spotify. So, Raging Nerds Podcast, iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, help us get out there, contact us, tell us how we're doing.
Cool. You can find me at ComicalJC on Instagram and Twitter. If you'd like to follow my show, Mind Fudge Comedy, it's at mindfudgecomedy.com, or as at MindFudgers on Twitter, or Mind Fudge Comedy on Facebook. We put out a new episode every week, me and George.
We try to.
Andy. We're mostly every week.
Yep.
But yeah, we're on Spotify now, so woohoo.
Whoop.
Yeah, catching up.
You can find me on either one of those shows. Yeah, I'm on his show.
And not, but not her show.
Not her show, no. Okay. I'm not welcome there.
I mean, I trash talk too much. You could come on.
Man, could you hear the reluctancy on that one? Jeez.
You wouldn't have fun. I'm being honest.
So you can catch me here on this show and mine, Fudge Comedy, as well on Graybear Comics, where we write our comic, Speak No Evil, which is issue 3 is now out, and we're working to get issue 4 and 5 out on a Kickstarter very soon. So
you can also find George at the Spirit Halloween store wearing tiny hot dog costumes.
That too.
How'd you get in that?
I was surprised. I didn't know it was a youth large until I took it off.
The look on your face in that picture was like terrifying, yet like, this is happening.
Like, it's on!
And I'm like, how did he get it off?
It's pretty great. It was
getting it on was the easy part. Getting it off, not yeah, the,
it was,
not,
it, was just, it was just as easy, actually.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It fit me quite snug. It was just short was the problem. It was a short wiener as opposed to a longer wiener.
I've heard
story
that about
of
you.
Your life.
It's true. It's true to life.
So before we go, let's talk about our social media, of course. Of course, you can find the Metal Geeks at metalgeeks.net. You can find us on all the social medias, the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Metal Geeks. Of course, you can also find our sister show, MSRcast, at MSRcast. You can find us, like she said, on the iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Give us a review, all that good stuff. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, all those good places. And there's one last thing we have to do before we go, and I'm going to leave it up to you to talk about our sponsor.
Yep.
Yep.
That sponsor, huh?
Go for it. You're out of practice again. Let's get into it.
So TantridCollectibles.com is where you can get all your collectibles, like Funko
Some
Pop
of your collectibles.
And Bandai stuff and things.
Band Presto.
There you go. I knew that.
Bandai as well.
Yeah, so I thought Bandai was in there. Anyway, if you're one of those collector schnobs like Carrie, go to tantrum.com.
Call me a schnob.
Schnob, yeah.
What is a schnob?
It's a Jewish schnob.
A Jewish nerd?
It's a guy who has a lot of Funko Pops.
Okay, you got me there.
Yeah, that's what a schnob is.
Okay. I didn't know I had a term for it, but okay, I'm a schnob.
So you got to change the name of the episode now. It's Schnobby Geekery.
Right. How do you spell schnob?
Just like how it's pronounced.
Are the schnob? Do the schnob berries taste like schnob berries?
Yes. So anyway, go to tantrumcollectibles.com, get your favorite shit, go to the checkout, type in Metal Geeks, you'll get 10% off your order. Are we done now?
We are done.
All right, good.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Tantrum Collectibles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to our guests. All right, well, thanks to our special guest for the evening. Thank you to Justin from the Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast. And what's the other thing y'all do together?
Comics. Graybear Comics.
Comics. There you go. And thanks to Thirsty from the Raging Nerds.
We tickle our geeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go there. But if y'all want to go there you after the show, whatever y'all want to do. And thank
In
you
his
just,
bathroom.
Whatever. Wherever you want to go. And
he's going to watch.
Thank you for having me on,
Thank
Carrie.
You. Robot sex dolls.
Yep. Robot sex dolls.
It's right. A thing now. Thanks We're in the future. In. We're living in the fucking future.
One last thing I have to say besides robot sex dolls.
We're living in the future?
Yes. Besides that.
Oh.
Keep it tight.
Keep it right.
And keep it right.
I don't know.
Balls.
Keep it metal.
Zach.
And?
Poopies.
Keep it geeky.
Thank you.
Keep it metal and motherfucking geeky.
Thank you.
M'ladies.
And he puts on the fedora.
M'lady.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.
Welcome to the Soul Forge, a place of silent mystery, quiet contemplation, and outright mayhem. Join your host, Sean Vanderloo, as he guides you through the adventures of living. Together, we'll talk about life and love, sex and dating, joy and heartache, memories and loss, and so much more. Don't worry, it's not nearly as pretentious as it sounds. Get ready for life, the universe, and everything on the Soul Forge.
SoulForgePodcast.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the T Public Store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.